Chapter 2. In the morning, very much to her annoyance, she slept late, and instead of the pleasant hour looking at new and strange shops, filled with intriguing but costly trifles far beyond the reach of her limited purse strings, which her friends had warned her to expect, and which she had promised herself the evening before, she had to dash off to keep her appointment with Dr. Hanson, without even waiting for a cup of coffee. She had intended to buy Lisa something rather captivating in the bed jacket line, as well as the magazine she had promised her, but they would have to wait now. Dr. Hanson's house had an austerity about its furnishing, which was more or less what she had expected, but there were bowls of flowers in his waiting room, and she admired his taste in watercolours very much indeed. They lent a touch of colour to the severe white walls, and some blue Delft china on a dark oak dresser looked homely and attractive. She was admitted by a maidservant, and then interviewed by a secretary, who conducted her to Dr. Hanson's consulting room. He was seated at a desk when she entered, and he did not look up immediately. But the secretary placed a chair for her. She did not sit down, however, but remained rooted to the floor, so overcome by surprise that she almost allowed it to pass her lips. She nearly said, as he looked up slowly at last, and surveyed her with his quiet eyes, "You." He smiled at her slightly.
"Sit down, Miss Holt."
His English was certainly almost faultless. He did not offer to shake hands with her, but he rose and stood behind his desk until he saw that she was comfortably seated.
"How is your head this morning?"
"Oh, better, much better." Her astonishment was passing, but the sense of confusion it had brought with it remained for a brief while longer. That is to say, it's a bit tender still. Putting her fingers...